What made you want to get involved in farming?
So my husband and I both grew up on farms, actually. And although that wasn't always my childhood dream, life and faith, I guess, brought me back. I grew up knowing I would go more into sort of a supportive role with people, but I was never really confident or sure in what capacity that meant. So I actually started doing a child, youth, and family studies program, a Bachelor of Applied Science at the University of Guelph. I did finish that, and then I'm a registered nurse, and I did my schooling through the University of British Columbia. But my husband always had that passion for farming, and so he went through school and got some other certificates that would support his role as a farmer. He's also a certified firefighter from a course from Alberta. So he has a lot of skills that would be helpful for the trade, and I have a lot of the kind of interpersonal and psychosocial training to kind of work with a customer base. So I think together we make a really good team, but I think we also just complemented each other on various passions along the way that sort of evolved over time and led us into regenerative farming, which is not typically what people the style of farming that people use, at least not in our region. We both grew up on more conventional farms, where my father did implement some no-till practices many years ago, but he did still own a plow. So when we took over farming, one of the first things we did was we sold the plow to fully commit to our journey with a regenerative no-till and soil health focus.
And now you have already touched on this, but what part of agriculture are you most passionate about? And then where do you see that going in the next 5 to 10 years?
I think Mike and I would probably have different answers about it. I think, but the one thing that would be common between us is that we are both passionate about farming, having a place many generations down the line, and to ensure that our resources are not depleted and that we're actually caring for the land as we farm it. And I don't know if that's always seen as kind of a dual focus for people, but we are so fortunate that we have had really fertile soil, great organic historically, but we recognize that those resources deplete over time if you're not actually caring for them. So we base a lot of our practices on supporting soil structure and soil health. And by doing so, we have an increased diversity on our farm from the plants that we seed into the ground. We organize our row crops and we actually intermix them, or at least we're trialing some of these newer processes. We also graze animals on pasture and on our fields that get cropped as well. So we're presently putting fences up as other people might be taking them down, but we see the value in doing that. It extends to the long term. So we have to look at our short term and long term goals. But basically, at the end of the day, our goal is really the longevity and actual productivity of our farm life and being able to service and feed our communities, but also ensuring that we're getting back to the land that feeds us.
Perfect. And again, you've already touched on my next question as well, but you know, how do you guys plan to continue to contribute as the next generation of farmers?
We plan to evolve and include more services on our farm. So already we have evolved to do meat sales from the farm gate. We also have worked in a reduced waste nose-to-tail product line. So we sell fantastic organic and simple ingredients skincare products like body creams and lip balms, and also soap that we make on the farm. And we really try to ensure all the products that we're using come from the farm whenever possible, but also to keep in a local footprint. And that's really important to us. So we strive kind of across the board to that, including packaging, where we will recycle packaging. And we get other businesses teaming up with us so that we actually have least waste possible. So if we don't have packaging, maybe somebody else is throwing it away. So for us to buy brand new stuff that gets to single use doesn't really make sense. So we're trying to find things that are biodegradable or has a low carbon impact. But we want to evolve further. We're using our cattle hides and getting beautiful leather bags made out of them. So I truly hope to kind of evolve that product selection and widen that a little bit more and also educate people. So whether we make videos, I don't know. Maybe we'll beef up a YouTube channel or something like that, but we really hope to offer education and a place where people can pick up little tips and tricks on farming. So whether they do it on small scale or big scale, maybe it's still applicable, but you know, sharing what farming means to us and the process that we use, and hopefully inspire people.
Perfect. Well, that's all the questions I have for you.